Men, I am not here to tickle your ears. I'm not here to play patty cake with your feelings. I'm here to bring the truth, raw and unfiltered. And today's message is one of the hardest hitting, most important truths that I will ever lay down. Jesus Christ is the only way to God. He's not one way, not an option, not whatever works for you, the way. And if that offends you, too bad. Suck it up, buttercup, because the truth don't change just because it makes somebody uncomfortable. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the so-called intellectuals are spewing. I don't even care what some soft, gutless preachers are mumbling from their pulpits. The lie that all roads lead to God is straight from the pit of hell. And if you believe it, you're on a collision course with eternal destruction. So buckle up, because we are going full throttle, no brakes. Jesus did not give you a multiple choice test. You understand? So let's start with the word. Because at the end of the day, your opinion, my opinion, and society's opinion don't mean jack. Only God's word stands. John 14:6 states, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Did Jesus say, I am a way? No. Did he say, I am one of the many truths? No. Did he say, as long as you're sincere? Hell no. He said, the way, the truth, the life. That means without Jesus, you were lost. That Hindu neighbor of yours who says all paths lead to God, lost. The New Age guru talking about the universe, deceived. The buddy of yours who says, I believe in God, but not Jesus, on his way to hell. I'm saying this because I love you, brother. I do not want you or anyone else to wake up in eternity and realize that you've been lied to. There are many false Christians and cowardly preachers out there. Okay? Here's what makes my blood boil. Some of the people spreading this garbage are so-called Christians, right? You got pastors, church leaders, and everyday churchgoers who refuse to stand on the truth. They're so scared of offending people, so desperate to fit in with the world, that they'll straight up deny Jesus to keep the peace. They'll say things like, well, maybe other religions lead to God. Or, we all just worship the same God, just by different names. Or, as long as you believe in something, that's what matters. Or, as long as they're good people, bullshit, folks, is what I'm saying to you. Matthew 10:33 states, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. You deny Christ, he'll deny you. You compromise the truth, you're leading people straight into destruction. And let's talk about these cowardly preachers who won't even say the name of Jesus in public. They'll say God all day long. But the second you ask them about Jesus, they clam up. Why? Because the name of Jesus demands loyalty. It demands, it divides, it draws lines in the sand. Matthew 10:34 states, do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Jesus did not come to make everybody comfortable. He came to separate truth from lies, light from darkness, real men of faith from weak, spineless fraud. This all paths lead to God bullshit is the biggest damnable lie ever told. It keeps men comfortable in their sin. It keeps men from repenting. It keeps them from surrendering to Jesus, and it's leading millions straight to the flames of hell. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. The road to hell is wide. It's crowded. It's packed with people who thought they were good enough. It's full of people who went to church but never knew Jesus, believed in a God but rejected Christ, thought they could earn heaven but be by being a good person. And Jesus himself says in Matthew 7:21-23, that on judgment day, many will call him Lord, but he'll tell them, depart from me, for I never knew you. I'm asking you straight up, who do you ride with? The world says all faiths are valid. Jesus said he is the only way. The world says don't judge. Jesus says repent or perish. The world says love wins. Jesus says he's coming back in wrath to judge the wicked. 1 Timothy 2:5 states, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, that man, Jesus Christ. One mediator, not Buddha, not Allah, not positive energy. You either belong to Jesus or you're lost. You either follow him or you follow the devil. There ain't no middle ground, people. And here is your full throttle moment. This is your wake-up call. Quit playing games. Quit riding the fence. Quit compromising. If you've been making excuses, repent now. If you have been saying all rosy to God, fall on your face and beg Jesus for mercy. If you've been more concerned with fitting in than standing for truth, get right today. Because one day, your time will be up. And when you stand before Jesus, you're either going to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in the joys of the Lord." Or you're going to hear, "Depart from me, you doer of iniquity, for I never knew you." You better make sure that you're on the right side of that sentence, folks. If you know that you've been riding with the world instead of riding with Christ, get right today. Fall to your knees and repent. Surrender to Jesus Christ. Hit that subscribe button. Drop a comment. Share this with someone who needs to wake up. Time is short, folks. Get on the right road. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, and God bless.